From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you for another edition of the Living Truth program originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week we are conducting a very significant study, I believe, and that is facts that we should remember regarding the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And we are doing this simply because of the fact that we find that there is a great rise of anti-Semitism in the world today. We see that in so many ways across our nation and around the world, where there are those who are rioting against the Jewish people. They are anti-Semites, as you might say. They don't like Israel. They are pro-Arab and anti-Jewish, and that's not a good thing from the biblical perspective. And then even around the world, we can see that there is a rise of those other countries and peoples of the world against the nation of Israel. And I think we can expect that as we draw closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's important that we as Christians understand what the Bible says about the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And therefore, I'm involved with this study with you this week, giving you some 10 things to remember concerning Israel. Now, we don't have the time to get into them in great detail, but I'm just giving you some highlights so that you might be able to take the time later on to study them through on your own. So far, we have noted that it's important to remember the promise of the Abrahamic covenant given to Israel back in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. Secondly, we need to remember that Israel is God's chosen nation, as we studied yesterday from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 through 9. Then also yesterday, we studied that it's important to remember that Israel has a divine geographical possession, that is, a specific territory of land given to them. And we looked at that yesterday from Joshua chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Today, we're going to go on over into the New Testament and highlight some other important principles for us to focus on. First of all, that it's important to remember that Israel is now ignorant of God's righteousness. The Jewish people right now are ignorant of God's righteousness. I would encourage you to take some time to study in the book of Romans, chapters 9, 10, and 11, because what we see in that passage of Scripture is where God, through the Apostle Paul, is giving an outline concerning the nation of Israel. In reality, when you look at chapter 9 of Romans, you can basically see the past situation of Israel. In chapter 10, you can see the present situation with Israel. And in chapter 11, you can see the prospective or the future situation with the nation of Israel. It's a great trilogy of chapters to study, and I think that any Christian who wants to know what God's going to do with the nation of Israel will take some time to study those three chapters. But today, I simply want to emphasize with you that Israel is now ignorant of God's righteousness. Notice, if you would please, Romans chapter 10, verses 1, 2, and 3. Romans chapter 10, verses 1, 2, and 3, where the Apostle Paul is speaking out of the inspiration of the Spirit of God, of course, and he says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." You see, Paul had a great desire to see the Jewish people recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah. He had a deep desire to see them saved. How deep was his desire? Well, go back to chapter 9 of Romans and notice, if you would please, verses 2 and 3. Romans chapter 9, verses 2 and 3, where Paul, once again speaking concerning his desire for Israel, said, I have a great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Now, that is quite the statement. Paul had such a desire to see his Jewish brothers and sisters, as it were, recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah, to the point that he said, I could wish myself were accursed from Christ, so that my Jewish brothers and sisters would come to Christ. Boy, that is a great burden, is it not? I mean, I am praying for certain people to come to Christ, and I've been praying for them for a long time. But I've never gotten to the point where I've said, I would rather lose my salvation to see somebody else get saved. I could not pray that. But Paul had such a desire for the Jewish people. And so that helps you to understand really what was behind these words in chapter 10 of Romans, verse 1, when he said, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. But then he goes on in verses 2 and 3 and says this, For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to the knowledge. In other words, they have ritual, liturgical things that they go through. They are very ritualistic in some of their practices as a Jewish people. That was the case in the day of Paul, and it's the case today for those people who are Jewish. But their zeal for God is not according to knowledge because they don't know the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior. And Paul goes on to explain that in verse 3 when he says, For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Israel to submit themselves unto the righteousness of God would mean that they need to recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. But they rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah when he came into the world, and they still do reject him by and large as the Messiah. And I say by and large because every now and then you do hear where a Jewish person has come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let us remember that right now, Israel as a people, the Jewish people, as it were, is in ignorance of God's righteousness because they do not recognize Christ as their Messiah. The fifth point to keep in mind regarding Israel is that we must remember that Israel has rejected Jesus Christ as their Messiah. That ties into what I just said, but I want to show you that from the pages of Scripture. Not only is Israel now in ignorance of God's righteousness, but they are right now in ignorance of God's righteousness because they have rejected Jesus Christ as their Messiah. Go back to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. John chapter 1, where it speaks concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, it begins there in the first two verses by saying, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And then you drop down to verse 9 of John 1, and it says in reference to Christ, That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Now notice verse 11 and 12 of John 1. It says, He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I highlight with you verse 11, where it says in reference to Jesus, He came unto his own. That would be his own creation and his own people. And then it says, and his own received him not. That is, his own people received him not. Jesus came as the Messiah to the Jewish people. But under the direction of the Pharisees and the religious leaders of the day, they turned the whole nation of Israel against the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that when Jesus Christ was born, he was born as the Messiah to save Israel and ultimately, all people from their sins. And we can see that being brought out very clearly for us in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, that many times we read during the Christmas season, where we have the announcement to Joseph concerning the birth of Jesus, And he says, in reference to what is going to take place in Mary's life, in verse 21, the angel said to Joseph, in reference to Mary, "She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." As a Jewish person, and Jesus, of course, was 100% man, as well as 100% God, but he came out of the lineage of Abram, as it were, as we studied the other day. He came unto his own people to save them from their sins as their Messiah, but they rejected him. They rejected Jesus, even though it was fulfilled prophecy. You know, you can read back in the Old Testament. Go back to the book of Isaiah. It speaks concerning the virgin that is going to bring forth a child, and that child will be Jesus. We see that in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. That prophecy was given by Isaiah. It was fulfilled at the birth of the Lord Jesus. He came to his own as their Messiah, but they rejected him. And when they rejected him and received him not, praise the Lord, he opened up the whole concept of salvation even to the Gentiles. And that's why it says in John chapter 1 and verse 12, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." And so remember that right now Israel is ignorant of God's righteousness because they have rejected Jesus Christ as their Messiah. These are some very important things to remember as it relates to the nation of Israel. And the Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to continue our study, so I trust that you'll be able to be there by the radio as we look at these very significant facts to remember about the nation of Israel. Until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.